Good. Oh, hello. Good morning. Oh, is it this one? There we go. Having some technical difficulties this morning, but we're working on it. I'll be right back.
Now
world. This is Anne, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is quite early in the morning, so that is what I'm blaming my technical difficulties on. Something that's really crazy about being awake this early in the morning is like walking here, because it's so quiet and peaceful. And then I remember that it's literally 3 in the morning, so it should be. This morning I saw somebody walking like just around in shorts, and it is freezing. I could literally see my breath, and I'm just very confused on what they were doing. But anyways, enjoy the tunes. But you wanna be somebody else's baby.
From the last time, 6 months feels like a past life.
We're a hot mess, but we're hot though.
And we can burn it down again at the chateau.
We should talk less if you want more. If you mess with me, you gotta be a mess with me.
A mess with me.
Waiting on my fall from grace, not even 22, but I think it's coming soon. Can't feel my hands as they're clutching the sink. I'm staring into the mirror, watching my face get weirder. Keep running out of shit to talk about. I'm a senior in college, almost flunking out.
Only thing
disgusting to me.
Annie DeRusso's Coming Soon. Before that, we listened to Hot Mess by David Hugo and Maud Latour's Strangers Forever. Hopefully soon I will be having a guest with me in the studio. But in the meantime, I'm going to give us our good morning, good night. Good morning, friendos. Make good choices. Listen to your inside voices. Good night, friendos. Make good choices. Live your life and raise your voices. This week has been kind of crazy. The beginning of the week was kind of horrible because I had a chem test first thing on a Monday morning after a fun Halloween weekend. But now it is November and that is quite exciting. Up next, we're gonna listen to my favorite song to listen to with my sister in the car, so I hope you enjoy it.
I keep a lot of secrets to myself. My parents think I'm honest, not like everyone else. Like they could catch me in a lie, they say they're able to tell. But I'm partying with my friends at some random hotel and sneaking out the window on a Sunday night. I do it on a Friday, but that's obvious. I don't wanna lose my trust, but I do it so well. Cause I'm partying with my friends at some random hotel. Down in any band, in yeah, it's a little fun, stupid and like really dumb. Perhaps 6 pieces of gum before I get home. Cause it do it so well. Yeah, I know they'll never tell. And we're driving a little fast, PCH wasting my gas. Eating pasta in the back, spilling our minds out. Wish I see good's farewell. They stay in this random hotel, screaming our songs like there's nobody there. We're 17 and idiots who play truth or dare. One day I'll write a story that I'll sit on a shelf about me partying with my friends at some random hotel. And I'm sneaking out the window on a Sunday night. I do it on a Friday, but that's obvious. I don't wanna lose my trust, but I do it so well. Cause I'm partying with my friends at some random hotel.
Finish our secrets, farewell. They stay in this random hotel. What did I do? Not have to think about it. It seems nice. Not a care so quiet. Maybe I'm consumed by my mental. Does it hurt me? Maybe, oh well. If I medicate, would it help me? 'Cause I'm hurting, I feel
we're going to do a little bit of an experiment now, because I have no idea what's going to play, so we're just going to try it out.
When she looks sad, I get horribly nostalgic for the times we had. Throw in place, surprise. Thank you.
was Sorry I Am by Del Water Gap, and the reason why I didn't know it was going to play was because I got that record, it was a record, and I got it at the concert of his, and the record is it's signed, but that's not the point. The point is that there's no, like, way for me to tell what songs are on what side or where they are, which is a little bit annoying, but that's okay. Anyways, enjoy Muna and Phoebe Bridgers' Silk Chiffon.
Sundown and I feel lifted. Downtown cherry lipstick. Watch a silk dress dancing in the wind. Watch it brush against her skin. Makes me wanna try her on. Like life's so fun, life's so fun. Got my mini skirt and my rollerblades on. Bag on my side cause I'm out till dawn. Keeping it light like silk chiffon. Life's so fun.
You say you work on weekends at 7 in the morning. You fuck me like an old friend. You say your ex was pretty boring. Well, me too. When we walk into bodegas, I think God, they're open late night. Maybe someday I could date you. We play dress up and I might need you. And I'll still pretend
that was, oh god, Let's Pretend by Delwater Gap. I don't know what is wrong with me today. I'm gonna blame it on it being 3:30 in the morning. I promise I'm not usually like this. Okay, now time for our PSA. This one is called Never Give Up. It is important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Up next, we're going to listen to a cover of Somebody That I Used to Know by Bene. I don't really know. They are my favorite artist as of this moment because they have a bunch of music coming out lately. And yeah, kind of fun. Kind of quirky. Kind of fun.
You is it cold outside? We can go wherever you like, because it's midnight in Paris. So let's ask your parents and maybe they can give us a ride. Dancing underneath the light, like Sylvie on her opening night. Because it's raining in Paris, let's get in the car. It's a perfect night to be alive. Could you find it in your heart? If I told you from the start that it could be, that it could be. Could you find it in your heart? If I told you from the start that it could be. Find a favorite boulangerie. Get to know the chef inside so we get leftovers at night. We never tell those that we met where we're from. Made up a story and we both played along. Trip to the Louvre late at night, smoking tobacco from a pipe. We had taken from my brother, mom said smoking isn't right. In the morning we'll wake in the car. We'll spend another night in the bar. Could you find it in your heart? If I told you from the start that it could be. That it could be. That it could be.
So baby, it's midnight in Paris already. I'm waiting for you and you're ready. Maybe we can make a home, don't stay alone. And baby, it's midnight in Paris already. I'm waiting for you and you're ready. So maybe we can make.
Dancing up the Champs-Élysées, dancing up the Champs-Élysées. I don't really know what else to say, and I don't really know what else. Cause we're dancing up the Champs-Élysées, dancing up the Champs-Élysées.
So baby, it's midnight in Paris already.
Belle chanson de Guillaume Ducrot, Minuit à Paris, sur votre station préférée. Bonne nuit et bonsoir.
My special guests do be here now. Do you want to, like, say words?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, it's Liv. Hi.
Okay, wait. Have you noticed that, like, every artist ever is, like, making music and, like, putting it out this year? Because yeah. I'm living for it. I have, like, so much music to listen to. It's incredible.
I have the exact opposite feelings about it, where it's deeply stressful and there's really? Something that's gonna fall through the cracks and I'm gonna miss, like, the next big thing.
Okay, kind of valid.
Like, I cried about it.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like it's nice to constantly have something new to listen to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely feel like I'm missing a ton of stuff. But I feel like that's okay, because I'm going to get to it eventually, is how I feel about it.
So true.
And I don't need to be the first one there, but, like,
I do have a superiority complex.
That's valid.
I need to be the first one there.
Honestly, as you should. Okay, up next we're going to listen to fucking Doja Cat, because why not? And I'm allowed to curse once on air, is what I give myself. So, here we go.
Nerves, it's just deep, making me think about someone new. You know I got so much to say. I- that I just wanna get with you when you're right.
We're gonna listen to classical music in the background while we just talk for a few minutes, because I think the only person listening right now is my friend Lillian, and she's at fucking, like, where are you at, Lillian? Ohio State? That's kind of crazy. She's at a party school. Anyways, hi, Lillian. Wait, okay. What happened with this guy?
Okay, so, it's Bumble, so, yeah, expectations are in hell. But we've been, talking, casually, funny, mostly making jokes, not taking it seriously, in any capacity, for a few days. And on my profile, I say that it's, transsexual commie Swifty with Renaissance painting boobs.
Okay.
And, he asked if they were real yesterday.
I cannot even.
I was just like, yeah, that's... Thank you so much for asking. They are.
How? I just don't understand men, to be honest.
Daddy's in the bottom of it.
Yeah, right? I just don't.
I'm just curious, too.
Okay.
They're kind of masterpieces.
Kind of valid.
And then, after that, he asked me if I shoot guns.
Do you shoot guns?
No.
Wait, why did he ask you if you shoot guns? I cannot. What? Yeah. What is Bumble?
I'm thinking
just a summer
wedding.
Is Bumble?
Yeah.
A summer wedding, please. I saw a TikTok today that was like...
He also might be listening to this. I do have... Because he's... Yeah.
That was really awkward.
He's taking a gap here, but he's applying here.
It's real Loco Taco.
Yeah. And he does know that. No, he's not listening.
I doubt it.
No
way. I was watching a TikTok earlier, and it was this person being like, I was going hunting and then I saw a baby deer on the road and stayed with it, and I was like, you're going hunting, why are you, what, I understand that are babies different when you're going hunting?
No.
The deer got hit by a car, and so they were staying with it to make sure that it was okay. But I'm just that is so confusing to me, because you're going hunting.
Do
I don't understand hunting.
That you don't,
yeah, right?
Struggle.
Pick a side or call animal rescue and leave it. I don't know. It feels so weird when people are like, yeah, I'm going hunting, and I'm like, you hate animals? What?
Because there's ways to hunt that are good. Most people don't do.
No. It's kind of sad.
He's a gun user in a communist way, not in a hunter way. So it's
Is that good?
It's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, better than, like,
like,
killing
an
animal.
Question to ask on Bumble. Because he was trying to set it up like a date. He's like, yep, don't you, like, shoot things with me? No.
I want to go to one of those, like, the Smash Everything rooms. Those look so fun.
My friend used to work at one. You meet a lot of crazy people.
What do you do if you work at one of those?
It's supervise. It's like making sure that nobody gets, like, glass in their eyes.
Do you, like set up the rooms?
Yeah.
Do you have to, like, clean up the rooms?
To an extent, because there's, like, what's the point in, like, giving it a deep clean? Like, it's gonna get bad again. But
that
makes
sense.
Making sure that there's nothing that, like, could hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. Also, I just want to say that we're listening to Lofi Fruit music, and I just, that's the artist name. Oh, shoot, I should be, like, logging this. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
We're just chatting.
Lofi Fruit.
Gotta love Lofi Fruit music. I just want to say that my ex is still listening to Doja Cat, and I love that. But that is the album that I blasted in the car when he drove me home from us breaking up, and I think that that's really funny.
It's like a psychic connection, like everything's connected.
Like, I literally played, like, Ain't Shit by Doja Cat, like, on blast in the car while he drove me home, and we were both crying. Like, it was fucking intense. I can't believe he's listening to it right now. Wait, I want to listen to it right now.
He's reliving something.
I just, like, I can't imagine that, though, because he's up at, like, 4 in the morning. He must be doing, like, work.
Or he's up crying.
Or he's up crying. I cannot imagine him being up crying.
I've only ever seen a boy cry once, and it scared me so bad.
Right? Oh my god, it was terrifying when I'm scared that he's gonna, like, start listening to this. I don't think he will. But, like, he actually, like, sobbed to me when it happened, and I just, like, I did not know what to do. I was like, I'm sad too, but, like, I'm gonna go home and sob. And he, like, sobbed to me, and I was like, okay. And then, like, the next day he was fine, and I was like, fuck this. I guess that's how men do it. But, like, that's crazy.
So
it was kind of scary, but, like, it was also, like, kind of sweet in the moment.
Yeah.
But, like, I just was not prepared.
It's a healthy way to emote, and, like, I love it when boys are healthy because they're not.
Exactly.
But, like, keep it to yourself.
But also, like, it was nice that I could comfort him a little bit, but it was also weird because we, like, just broke up.
Yeah.
It was a rough time. It's okay, though. Let's enjoy Doja Cat.
Yeah. A bag, but he broke and he still waiting there like a chill, and he really think I'ma get back to him. Doing too much, relax a bit. Acting like that cause your dad's a bitch. Must be the way that the planet is. Must be your face cause it's snatch your dick. I'm a freak, not a masochist. Should've known you had the baddest bitch. Left on red and can't give head. Really, you ain't shit, need a laxative. Niggas ain't shit. Come up in your with your ass, yo. You kept secrets and your cousin told me that, so logical thinking is just something that you lack, so what you even meant for looking like a stick up in your asshole. I'm not your mommy, nigga. Find a new hobby, nigga. Return your phone, get picked up. Your shit's in the lobby, nigga. I'm not gonna key your car. I'll call your fucking mom. You should have paid my rent. Go get a fucking job. Come up in your crib, pull up in your fridge. Can't pay rent. Look at what you did. Listen to your friends when they said niggas ain't shit. Cause niggas ain't shit. Come up in your crib, pull up in your fridge. Can't pay rent. Look at what you did.
We gotta do the station ID really quickly. This is 91.5 FM WMFL Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Don't look pretty when I cry. Do you feel bad when you lie? You weren't helping me at all. You'd make me feel so small. When I lost you, nothing was good. No longer happy anymore. Had to let it go. Ooh, I thought I found the one, but clearly I was blue.
Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, young.